Welcome to the Building Church. At the Building Church, we are committed to raising up people of balanced stature for Jesus in all phases of life. Join God's servant, Pastor Jeremiah James, as he brings the word with clarity, grace, and truth.
All right, glory to God. If you are just coming, this is the Building Church. You are welcome. My name is Jeremiah James, and I'm the privileged lead pastor of the Building Church. Glory to God. And there's no way I will not let us send Jerry out. Glory to God. That is energy. Okay, he's giving. Please celebrate him. Glory to God. All right, so our vision, please be seated. Our vision in the Building Church is a bit modified. I was studying actually and seeing how the assignment got committed into my hand, how I can move it forward. And then I discovered that there were just like a few lines that we missed out in our vision. So, it's good that you write it down. Glory to God. I said glory to God. All right. Our vision, I almost said the Bible say. All right. Our vision is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, comma. You see, where we put that full stop, we are about to put comma now. So, our vision is to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, comma. Now, it now continues by saying to live a life of impact and societal transformation. That is, they are built to build. So, just like saying somebody saying he's going to Lagos, if I tell you now I'm going to Lagos, what will be your first question? Since when you know I'm based in Ilorin, if I say I'm going to Lagos, what will be your first question? That is if we talk. Is what? To do what? Yes. So when you say to build a people of balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, to do what? After they are built, to do what? So they are built to live a life of impact and societal transformation. Can we say that with me? I'm built to live a life of impact and societal transformation. Because the Bible tells us, it said, the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of what he has. That is, a man's life is not measured by his possession. A man's life is not measured by the things he puts in his house. A man's life is not measured in the things he puts in his life in this context means you, because you are a house, right? You are also the house of God, right? The Bible says we are the temple of God, right? Because Jesus was speaking in the book of John, first John 1. The Bible said he went into the temple and was flogging people out. He said, my father's house is supposed to be a house of honor and prayer, not for thieves. And then the Bible said that he make whips out of cord and begin to flog them out of the temple. And then they asked him, what authority do you have to do this? He now said, bring this temple down and I will build it in 3 days. The Bible said, hey, you, how old are you? Do you know how many years it takes us to build this temple? And the Bible said they did not know that the temple he spoke about was his body. So most times actually when I caught a revelation from that scripture in John 1, that most times when I discover that maybe there is no sickness in my temple, what I used to do is also to make whip out of cord and begin to drive things out of my temple. Yeah. Because Jesus said, The Bible said what he was making reference to was his body. That it was his body. Thank you, John 2 rather. Was his body. So, that means that Jesus began to flog people out. You see, my house was supposed to be a house of prayer, not a house of whatever. So, you also are a house. You are a temple. When you are being built, you are built to what end? To build others. Because a man's life is not defined by the abundance of his possession. A man's life is defined by what that possession does to other lives. And that is why in John chapter, Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus started his manifesto was the kingdom of God is at hand. And then he began to look for people that would join him. When he called them, he said, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That is, after you are made, you are not supposed to go for men. Are we on the same page? That is, so now, when you are being built to experience a balanced stature in every sphere of life, what it implies is that what you will do in return is that you are not going to do it to a life of what? Impact and what? Societal transformation. That somebody is thanking God because you are saved. Somebody is thanking God because you are wise. Somebody is thanking God because you can run. Somebody is thanking God because you study medicine. Not just that you study medicine and then your life is defined by medicine, but that you study medicine to be able to transform lives. Are we on the same page? So, what is our vision again? Our vision is to build a people of, yes, balanced stature for Jesus in all spheres of life, comma, to live a life of impact. And one more time, yes, what is our vision again? There's no way I will not let us send him out. That is the truth. To live a life of impact and societal transformation. So my question to you is, who is thanking God because you are saved? Who is thanking God because you have money? Who is thanking God because you are built? Because if you are not built, you cannot affect the generation, right? And when you say our core values are threaded into three layers, that is the building of the inner man, the practical man, and the outer man. So we said there are nine core values that we have as a house. The first is spiritual growth. Spiritual growth. The second is service and impact. Service and impact. The third is personal development. Personal development. The next is what? Honor. Honor. The next is what? Excellence. The next is what? Love work. The next is what? Faith. The next is what? Family life. The next is what? Some people are just looking at, hey, please don't look at my direction. Just give me this mic. The next is what? Societal transformation. Are we seeing it now? So the layer is threaded. The first, we have, the formation is actually, 2, 3, 4. That is the formation. The inner man, that is those layers that we are talking about, the inner man is going to take four of those core values. Then the practical man is going to take three. Why societal transformation, that is the outer man, the one you reach out your hand for, is going to take two. The two for the outer man is going to be what? From that core value we just said now. Service and impact and societal transformation. Because, you know, our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayers and reaching out or giving. So that means that societal transformation and service and impact are going to be function of the outer man. Because it's going to come from inside out. Metakizamato, that is a transformation that comes from inside out. So your inner man now is going to be your spiritual growth, right? What again? Love, work, honor, and what? Faith. That is, these things you build them from inside out. Then the practical man is actually the one that helps you to build your competence and confidence. Like we saw in Daniel. Daniel could not be rejected. He was a spiritual man to the core. The son of Nebuchadnezzar neglected him. Then not until there was a problem only Daniel could solve. And I've often said it. You see, the anointing is from God. Excellence allow the anointing to serve kings. Yeah. To serve kings. That people will have to come to you and say, we know we have been doing this thing, but we are doing it different. That's what happened to Daniel. That is the practical man. That is what's going to happen in your job. That is going to happen in your school. Why? Because it's the practical man. It involves something that has been built inside of you. And then when people see the practicality of it, then are now going to be trained to be able to help a generation. Then generation can submit themselves to you for training. I love the way you sing. Please, can you teach me how to sing? Oh, I love the way you play your keyboard. Please, can you teach me how to play your keyboard? But do you know the irony? The irony is that there is a possibility to build the practical man without the inner man, the Bible says that that thing is going to cause problem. And that's why the Bible says that it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and have no sorrow to it. And then Proverbs 22 verse 29, the Bible showed us, he said, you see a man diligent in his work, he will not serve before men, he will serve before kings. But there are kings. There are kings. Then Proverbs 25 verse 2, if I'm not incorrect, Proverbs 25 verse 2, he said, it's the glory of God to conceal a matter. He says, it's the glory of kings to search it out. And then Psalm 25 verse 12 to 14, he said what? He said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. He said, they will he reveal his confidence to. So what it implies is that there is a secret dimension that is going to come from the inner man. And that is why every person that rises to a certain level, they will say he did something. There's no way nobody can do anything and will not do something. They found the spirit of excellence that was operational in Daniel. They traced it to prayer and the love of his God, because he was truly doing something. So you're doing something. That is something that you are doing, that you are displaying with excellence, is that it's coming from your inner man. So the essence of the building church, and why our core value is that is threaded like that, is such that you are built inside. That when you are not taking spheres of influence, you will not be afraid like Daniel. No, you will not be afraid like Daniel, because you are also buying to something. And they say when two elephants fight, it's the grasses that suffer. So if when you are having a spiritual communication or a spiritual warfare going on, it's the grasses that suffer. May you not be a victim of spiritual fights. You don't get it though. That is, maybe your forefather, they did something and then they say they are not doing it again. Then all of a sudden, there is a fight in the realm of the spirit and the man is very spiritual. That is, he has given his life to Christ. He said he's not doing it again. Then when the fight is happening between him and whatever, they look to the next grass. So the practical man, that is where we are going to be touching on personal development. The practical man, personal development. You have to develop yourself. Jesus grew in wisdom. And I said it before. I said, if Jesus does not, since when Jesus has the Holy Spirit, I don't think he needs wisdom. Since when is the Holy Spirit that will help him to do everything? He already grown spiritually. What does he need wisdom for? That means that there are some decisions he made from wisdom. Yes. There are some decisions he made from wisdom. There are some decisions he made from, if he doesn't need it, there is no way they will have given it to him. Glory to God. Bless or bless. And then we have wisdom. We have what is it called? Personal development. We have excellence and family life. Do you know why family life is part of the practical man? Because the real certificate of your marriage is how many destinies are actually being helped from that union. That's the real certificate. That's the real feedback. That lives look at you and they are transformed. People look at your life, your marriages, and they wish to be married. That is, you give your marriage an opportunity to be a prayer point. That is, Father, like the James, give me marriage like the James. Give me homes like the James. Not that Oluwa, Tebatin, Sebukun, Keteveche, Ejo. Please make sure, because your life can be a lesson. Your marriage can be a lesson that, even just a remember Lot's wife. It's a full sermon. Are we on the same page? It's my prayer for you that you will give yourself to your inner building, your practical man, and your outer man in Jesus' name. Alright, so we have been considering a very powerful topic that we call proclaim. Somebody say proclaim. Proclaim. Somebody say proclaim. Proclaim. So today, I'm going to continue on that discourse. And next week, hopefully, I think we are going to have Pastor Lois James continue that section for us. So she's not just yelling, so you know that. You just told her. She has had since in the realm of the spirit and everywhere. All right, glory to God. So, give me Mark. Mark chapter 11 from verse 1 to 25 is a long read. Mark 11 from verse 1 to 25 is a long read. So, I need us to follow, because it's from after we have read it that I will now give us the topic of the proclaim I want to talk about. Right? Are we ready? Are we ready? We are doing on like this. Do you on like this? Rub it. Yeah, let's go. 2, 3, go. Yes. Uh-huh. and Bethany, yes, the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples. Take notes, wait. Take note of that. Jesus sent two of his disciples. Yes, go on, please. Saying to them, go to, please, who said something? Jesus, right? Saying to them, yes, go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a coat tied there, which no one has reading. Untie it and bring it, here. Next verse, very quickly. He said, if anyone asks you, wait. If anyone asks you, why are you doing this? Tell them. Tell him. The Lord needs it. I hope you know that thing was quoted. It's in quotation, right? He said, tell them the Lord needs it and we send it back here shortly. It was quotation. We did something in English called reported speech, right? How many of us remember reported speech? If you don't remember, just go back to your secondary school and go and collect your money. I'm telling you, that school did not try for you. But if you have graduated, no problem. At least they have tried for you to be able to graduate. All right, glory to God. Now, he said, if any challenge asks you, if any problem asks you, what are you going to say? So Jesus did not say, if anybody asks you, explain to them. What he said they should say was quoted. It was in quotation. He said, if anyone asks you, if a problem asks you, if poverty asks you, if untimely death asks you, if sickness asks you, what are you going to say? Just imagine with me for a while that the two disciples Jesus sent, they did not hear what Jesus said. It's somebody that reported to them what Jesus said. Hope you know they will be fighting there. They will be fighting and say, they will have forgotten that the password is to say what the master said. You see, confession is from two words, homologio. That is what confession means. Homologio. It means saying the same thing as another. So when you say you are proclaiming, you are confessing, what you are doing is that you are saying the same thing as another. Another in this context is somebody that is higher. So saying the same thing as another. He said, tell them the Lord needs it and we send it back here shortly. Next verse, very quickly. He said they went and found a coat. Wait, some of you have found a marriage. But you went to marriage without the saying of the Lord. So when you found marriage, because some of you are too concerned about finding money, you found the money. But when the money was showing you Shege Pro Max, there was nothing you could say to the money back that is coming from a higher person. Some of you found the job, but you did not stay long in the job because there was not another. And media, please make sure I don't have to complain about this TV again, because my TV is blinking since. All right, glory to God. So he said, say to them that the Lord said, I need it and I'll bring it back a bit soon. But do you know what happened? They now found what they asked them to go and look for, because there are two things there. Don't forget, last week I was saying that there are two dimensions of salvation. There's the legal dimension and the experiential dimension. The legal dimension is what they found. They found it. Like, they found the code. They were not having code discovery issue. Some of you, you know that you need to be wealthy. You found wealth, but you can't stay there. Because you have to say something as another. And that's why when some of us say we can never be poor, there is an energy backing it up. We are saying something as another. And let me quickly tell you. You see, anything you get that does not have intellectual backup is a mirage. Why do you think that someone like, what is his name? Job, could have said with confidence, he said, I know that my Redeemer lives. And at the end, he shall stand upon the earth. Why could he say that? Why? Because he knows that everything that the devil took away from him, he will get it back. How did I know? Because Job slept with his wife again. So he knew how to produce baby. Hope you know that cattle were not dropping from heaven. It was God they gave him. And he reproduced the word again because there was intellectual backup to it. And just like we saw in the Bible, that's why I love someone like Mary. When Mary was in a relationship with Joseph, and then before that our experience, the only way people give birth to children is sex. Intercourse. That is the way they give birth to children. So when the angel came to her and said, you will be with a child, and she was in a relationship, where is the way forward? He just will go and sleep with Joseph now. But she was not in this. She quickly asked, how shall this be, knowing that I know no man? That's what she said. Then the angel now said, I did not say you should go and know man. No. Wait. It's not by knowing man. Don't go and know man. No. Leave man. No. And some of you, I'm also saying to you now, don't go and know man. Say, don't know man. Because some of you now, God has promised you great things. You did not ask out. You went to start knowing men. Finding the favor with men. Take for instance, hope you know that if God said to you that he's going to bless you, and he's going to bless you through Pastor Jerry, maybe in money. Hope you know if God did not tell me, and you came to tell me, we'll fight. It will be more honorable that the God that told you, you wait and insist on him to tell me. When I'm coming to come and deliver the work, I will fear your God, because how can God command me to come and do something for you? So most of you, you lost the miracle in knowing man. Hope you know now, as some of you have stated now, if God says he's going to lift you, some of you are thinking to one of your uncle. If he said that your salary, that your school fees, that I'm going to take care of it. You say, hey, Uncle Jide. I know my God. Uncle Jide, is that you have known a man. You've known a man. Say to yourself, we know no man. He said that thing is going to be, he said the Spirit of the Lord, he said the child that will be born by the Holy Ghost. He said the power of the Most High will come upon you and overshadow you. That was the strategy for her. So most times, some of you used to hear what God said that you will find, but you did not collect the password to keep it. Anything you have, let me help you again. Anything you are claiming say you have that does not have the backing of the word. Anything you are claiming say you found that you don't have the homologio to sustain it, there's an issue. Homologio is confession. And homo is just like saying homo sapena, is that is homo means the same. Logio there is like saying logos. Logos. That is saying the same word. That is what confession means. Saying the same word. That's what it means. It means saying the same word as another. Another in this context. And that's why when you want to give your life to Christ, why do you want saying the word? Or they say repeat after me. It takes somebody that is saved to save you. So you say repeat after me. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. I confess. Then you say all the things you want to say, right? I will stay on the same page. You see, because of the way people are looking now. Okay. Okay. Still on this confession thing. Please go to the next verse. I think we have read this. Go to the next verse. He said they went and found the coat. Please read the lyrics together. Outside in the street, tied at the as they untied it. What did Jesus ask them to do? Jesus said they will find a coat tied, right? Some of you have found that thing God promised you. He is at the point of untying it. They say, what are you doing there? You say, I'm supposed to marry early. Take it. I prefer the delay. Why? Because, let me help you. Let me even ask you. There's none of you here, of course, that thing that doesn't have something you desire. That you desire to have. Everybody wants early help. Everybody wants early something. Everybody wants whatever about that. Then you went to Eliab to untie it. Then the family, whatever, came and said, what are you doing on tying that? And then you don't have a valid passport to present to it. You don't have something to say to it that say, ha, ha, ha. The one that asked me to untie, he said, I should say this. They have not, Jesus said in the book of John, he said, if they obey me, they will obey you. Is that thing you desire? You have not found a word to back it. It's not even my word. Jesus said, the word I preach are not mine. He said, they are from my Father. So, look at it. He said, then as they untie it, next verse, very quickly, we are going to verse 6. He said, some people standing there ask, you found that job you desire. Then you touch it. And then, people that are standing there ask you a question. Life asks you a question, and you could not answer. Life asked Jesus, but Jesus told them, he said, when you get there, some people will ask you a question. This is what you have to say. Look at what he said. Some people standing there asked, just as Jesus said, what are you doing untying that coat? What are you doing untying that early help? What are you doing untying that finance? Because everything you desire, you are going to go and untie it. Then the Bible says, look at this. They answer as Jesus has told them. Wait. This is very clear. They answered as Jesus has told them. They did not inspire to perspire. Then backfire and expire. They answer as Jesus has told them. What has Jesus told you that you can answer life? And look at immediately, he said, and the people let them go. Life situation have not allowed you go yet because you are saying nonsense. You are not saying the same as another. If we should get this middle fee before any other place. This way is looking too scanty for me. And I think I communicated it the other time. I don't know why you are doing that. All right. So, it's like, he said, they answer as Jesus has told them to, and the people let them go. The people, let them go. Life is not allowing you to go because you have not been saying the same as another. Just imagine with me for a while that maybe, obviously, Jesus, I want to ask you a question. How many of you, can somebody just come home? How many of you, your parents have cars at home, right? Or they have a property at home? And then some, a foreigner just came home and said, your dad said I should carry this car. Go and bring the car key. You see, how we will know that there is issue with your life is that your parent did not tell you. And truly, you just went. And you don't know the person. You went and carried the key and gave the person. You see, but as they are saying that, let's say that you don't even have a phone then. Then you ask the man, do you have a phone with you? He says, yes, please call through to my dad. Then you say, hello, daddy. Yeah, come ask me. What will your dad ask you? How is he looking? Your father will first say, go inside the house. Say, yes, if you don't go inside that. Say, how is he looking? Is he whatever? He will give you the description. With that description, if he matched the person that came to collect the car, you give the person. So when Jesus was saying that, say this to them, it means that Jesus has given them instruction that any person that says this, untie the coat. Listen to me, guys. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, I want to tell you guys that before you were formed in your mother's womb, there was a programming for you in scripture. That when you align with that word, if you say that to life challenge, it will let you go. Because in Hebrew, he said, then I said, yeah, I come. It is written about me in the scroll. I come to do thy will, O God. So what it implies that what have you found in the scroll that is written about you? Did you know that including Jesus could not proclaim anything until he found a place where it was written concerning him? In Luke chapter 4, from verse 17, Luke 4:17, be a bit fast. He said the scroll of Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place. This was the same Jesus that was saying, I come in the volume of book written about me. He still had to find the place. Homologio is saying the same as another. I heard Bishop Oyedepo said that the secret of his kingdom prosperity is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Up to tomorrow, that scripture does not make any sense to me. That somebody that should be giving somebody for prosperity. Do you know what's in that scripture? Eh? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added to you. How can that be the secret of his wealth? Because when the programming was coming, it was written about him. He found the place. Which place can you find for your marriage? I remember when we were going through continuous miscarriages, we were reading books. We were doing everything until we found our own place. That we keep confessing every time. Almost every day I confess it. It's also in four layers. Do you know what that four layer is? Is that number one, I serve the Lord Jesus. I see in Exodus. He said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and his blessings shall be on your food and your water. He shall take away sickness and disease from the midst of you. He said, you shall not be barren, nor miscarry. He said, I shall live your full lifespan. I saw miscarry there. I said, Kai, this is scripture for me. And then Daniel, Deuteronomy, I said, I obey the Holy Spirit always. I obey the Holy Spirit always. Therefore, the Lord honors me. The Lord loves me. If you check the book of Deuteronomy chapter 7, Deuteronomy 7 from verse 14. Deuteronomy 7 from verse 14. He said, he will bless you more than any people on the face of the earth. He said, hey, none of you shall be, none of your men or women will be childless, nor your livestock without young. That was scripture that I was dealing with miscarriage. Then I go again to Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 from verse 10 to 12. Malachi 3 from verse 12 to 12. He said, hey, then you shall bring the tithe into the storehouse, and there shall be meat in my house. He said, and I will open the floodgate of the heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have no room enough for. He said, and the devourer shall be removed for your sake. He said, and your fruit shall not be destroyed in the ground. But it's not fruit I plant. It's a seed inside the womb. So I say, my child cannot be destroyed inside the womb. Nor can my wife cast a seed before the time of delivery. Yeah, that is not the word you say. No, can my wife cast this before the time of delivery? I found it. I hope you know, you can't go and copy another person's scripture. When it came to my own kingdom prosperity, my own scripture that I found is in Psalm 25. I found the place. And that's why no matter what, you don't understand, I'm not afraid of anything that is cut up like lie. You don't understand? Do you know what we have to fail first? The word of God will have to first fail for me to be poor. Because I will just go and say the same as another. Another in this context is somebody that is higher. My kingdom prophecy, Psalm, I've been saying it, Psalm 25. Because I came to notice from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. Proverbs 22, 29. The Bible says, do you see a man diligent in his work? He will serve before kings, not before men. I say, me, I don't like that kind of dimension. I don't want to be a diligent man. Yes, I want to be diligent. But there's a place that is left, kings. Why do I want to be diligent standing before kings when I can be the king? Then immediately I started doing study on what make kings. They have shown us what to do to stand before kings. That scripture did not tell us what kings do. What kings did that make them king. So the first scripture I found was that same proverb. Proverb 25 verse 2. He says it's the secret of God. He says it is the glory of God to keep a matter secret. He said, it is the glory of kings to search it out. I say, hey, okay, that's serious. So that means that what makes kings are secrets. And that is why there is no king, actually, that does not bow to something. Nobody can be a king in any industry that does not bow to something. Why do you think Christians are running away from politics? Because most times, Christians are lazy. You know, God was speaking to me sometimes back, using the life of that Simon. In Acts of Apostles 8. Do you know what that Simon did? When he saw that Peter and John, they were laying hands on people and they were receiving the Holy Spirit, the Bible says he offered them money. It's because hope you know that guy was born again there. He was born again when he was offering money. It's because he knows that anything spiritual does not come on a platter of gold. It comes on the plaster of sacrifice. He knew it. He knew that he had to cost him something. So he brought money. He said, hey, this ability. Because he knows somebody that has been, somebody that has been a magician all his life. Why will he go and offer money? Because of all the people that were saved and seeing the laying of hands, he was the only one that offered that. That means that there was something he was sacrificing that he was able to, because the Bible says he was amazing on the community. He was He held the community in hostage. He offered money that, hey, please, oh, give me this ability. I need it because I need to sacrifice something to. So believers are the ones that don't want to pray. They don't want to offer sacrifice. They don't want to do anything, but they want to be king in their feet. It happened to Daniel. We saw it in his life. Politics is not joke. Do you know a politician? This guy was a politician and was praying 3 times a day. Where did he get the time? So much so that they say he should not pray for just 30 days. And he did not say, okay, who will punish me? Tell him to just say, against the rest. He said, I won't tell him about jail before. I have been praying all my life. That means that the prayer has been staying now. There is no need of praying again. He should have encouraged himself to be discouraged. But as soon as he heard that, he knew the source of his power. It's only you as a Christian that you are in politics that by 9 p.m. you're already sleeping and you will not wake up to 7 a.m. You're sleeping in a sleep of death. Why these other guys are going to go and bow to something? You will be shocked where you will meet some of your politicians that you shake in the day. You will be shocked. There is one Baba that will be beating their head and say, lie down. He's sorry, sir. Then he rags the rapper. Because let me tell you, power come at a cost. Spiritual power come at a cost. That's why Christians are running away. He said, before I go and jump politics, then they twist my head. Then they run away. You don't get it. When the counterfeit is not the original. Hope you know that any power that is anywhere is trying to mimic the power of God. Because the Bible says even the devil masquerades himself as an angel of light. You are the only one that an herbalist will want. And you say, I'm moving daddy. Then you run away. An herbalist. Daddy, I'm moving. Then you will never pass that place again. I'm not alone. So, when they found it, they asked them the question. And they were able to say the same as another. And the Bible said they let them go. It's my prayer for you that you will find a place for you. Let me help you. Any challenge you are going through now, the word already covered it. There is a place for it in the world. Is it finance? There is a place. You just need to search it. Let me help you. God is not a secret to be kept, but God is not his office. Oh, you not get that. God is not a secret to be kept, but God cannot be found on his office. Please speak to your neighbor. God is not a secret to be kept, but God is not on his office. Are we getting blessed or blessed? God is not on his office. He said the answer as he has told them. And the people let them go. Wow. Ah, they will let you go. What you think? I come in the volume of the book. It was written. Please come to the keyboard. Again. We are now worship team. Be seated, please. Don't be seated.
That is written about me
to do
your will, God.
So I will do
your will,
to your will, to do
your will.
Emi o se fere, emi o se fere, kin le se fere, kin se fere. I feel a spirit of supplication. I need us to pray. Come to your kid. Help me with that song again. I come in the volume of the books. It was written about me to do your will,
to do your will, O God.
I am come in the volume.
Oh, I come in the volume of the book. It was written about
to do your will,
to do your will, O God.
So I will. Your will, Don't worry, you will still pray, but I want you to pray with knowledge. The Bible says in that Luke 4, verse 17, he said Jesus found a place. And then while I was there, the Holy Spirit ministered to me that some of you are close to the place, but you can't find it. You can't find it. That breakthrough is close to you. Some of you, the husband is close, but you can't see. You can't come to a proclaim meeting and you are not proclaiming. Hey, Rababa Rakosana Nameka. You are going to find a place. There are unrolling happening. Unrollings. And you will find places. He said, unrolling it, you found a place. You are going to find a place for maritas. Pray. You are going to find a place for maritas. I don't know what that challenge is in your life. But what I'm hearing is that you're about to find a place. And deko palate kada bahaya. Iyanda baraba barana mana makaya. Inke pora tamboro kusikela. Listen to me. You see, the book of Isaiah that Jesus opened was a prophetic scroll. The book of Isaiah have 66 chapters, a representation of the books of the Bible. But do you know that when it was written in scroll, bring this thing down, please. When it was written in scroll, it is not easier. It was not written in chapter. And later on, when we found where this scripture was, it was in Isaiah 61. So that means that if it starts opening, what happened to Isaiah 1, Isaiah 2, Isaiah 3? That is to tell you that God is not on the surface. He opened. He was opening. You know what I'm saying? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 30. He was not tired. Because, listen to me, some of you have to take the hardest part of confession is to find the right word. Don't confess nonsense. Once you find it, you have found it though. That thing will let you go. Once you found it and declare the same as another, it will let you go. But there's something I want someone to see. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. And then you give me Genesis chapter 21, verse 19. We'll pray. Because, listen to me, the veil is about to be broken. The veil that is covering some of your eyes is about to be torn. The way you're all standing on one leg. I said the veil is about to be torn. He said, go and tell these people, be ever hearing. You know this kind? You are hearing, but you are not understanding. He said, be ever seeing, but never perceiving. Ha! And that is why I say, if you see a rich husband, do you know him? That is, you are seeing beyond how he look now. That is perception. You know what? The winter was good to move. And then the Bible says in Acts of Apostles 27 verse 9. He said, Paul said, I perceive in my spirit. He said, I perceive that the voyage will be wait. So, listen to me. Perception is seeing beyond what your eyes are giving you. From tonight, your physical eyes is not the only eyes you will be seeing through. Acts of Apostles 37 verse 9. KJV translation. He said, I perceive that the voyage will be. Acts of Apostles 27 verse 9. Go to verse 10. He said, and said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the land, the lading and the ship, but also of our lives. Do you know the irony? There was no wind. Then they asked the pilot. How did I know there was no wind? They asked the pilot. The pilot said, let's move. That from what me I'm saying, God. That the pilot is not seeing any fault. You say, nevertheless, the master of the owner more than the guy. He said, what? He said, let's keep sailing. Let's keep sailing. It took the intervention of God in Acts of Apostles chapter 23 for the ship not to capsize. He said, last night, the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve, stood beside me and said unto me, he said, I have given you the life of everyone that sail with you, and you will bear witness before me, before Caesar. And then he said something in verse 25. He said, it will be just as he said me. As he said to me. Because he know what omologio means. Saying the same as another. People have not eaten for almost more than 14 days. And this guy was eating. He had to encourage them to eat. Because when they perceive it, they did not pick it. I see your perception is heightened. So in that Isaiah chapter 6, the Bible says these people will ever be hearing but not understanding. Do you know what it means? That you are hearing. The word is closed. You are hearing. You are holding the Bible that can liberate you. And you are not seeing anything there. If Bishop Oyedepo can find a place, and I, Jeremiah James, can find a place, that means there is a place for you. Jesus also found a place. And it had to do with searching. We were doing 24 hours alone in the trees, back to back. What for 6 hours? 6 hours sitting, studying the Bible. It will tweak your brain. God is not a secret to be kept, but God is not on the surface. God is not in his office. I am praying for you that you are not going to have seen eyes alone. Your eyes is going to pass it. You not get that. I see your eyes will pass it. Then look at the next one he said. Very quickly. He said, make the hearts of these people callous. Make their ears dull and close their eyes. Ha! Everyone walking around with closed eyes, I decree in the name of Jesus, let the veil be removed. He said, otherwise they might see with their eyes. And he said, the challenge is a seeing problem. They might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn and be healed. I say seeing eyes. Amen. Hearing ears. Amen. Understanding heart. Amen. Now give me out of Genesis 21 verse 19 very quickly. So that we can pray the prayer I want to pray. Now you can increase, just follow that song I gave. Play that song I gave. No end of giving me anything, no actual. Now, please, can we read this together? For Bible students, for those that are not Bible students, I can't help you. Just go and read Genesis 21 later on. This is the story of Hagar and Ishmael. The guy was about to die. There was no water. All right. Can we read it together? He said, then God opened. What did God open? I say, everyone under the sound of my voice, your eyes will be open. Everything that looked like a limitation to you now, I'm telling you, the solution is closed. You are the one not seeing it. Because look at this now. He said, then God opened her eyes and
and she saw a well of water. Now wait. It's making more sense if she did not see the well and then God opened her eyes to see the well. But it's not making super as, in fact, I don't even know where to place it. If there was no well in that area at all and God dug a well. Listen to me. I don't know where your solution is. You may not be seeing the well that already exists. If you are not seeing the well that already exists, if God have to dig a well to take care of your life, my own concern is that provided there is water, your eyes are open to your well. Anytime God promises you something, know three things. That number one, God is able. Number two, God is willing. Number three, God is generous. How can somebody need a bottle of water and God is bringing well? Your eyes will be open now. So I need you to open, touch your eyes and say that in the name of Jesus, my eyes are not shut. I have seen eyes. I have hearing ears. I have understanding heart. And I turn and see solution in the name of Jesus. Can you begin to pray in the name of Jesus? I will do your will. Do your will. Do your will, oh God. I will do your will. Do your will. Jesus found a place. You will find a place too tonight. Is it your Clarity. Clarity. Your eyes open. Your eyes open. Get out running. Get out running. Get out running. Pray, 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 listen to me again. I'm praying for you. Every well that determines the next phase of your life that you are not seeing, the way God opened our eyes, I say, let your eyes be open. The same way Jesus on, you know, that is a lot to open from 1 to 61. That was where I could find it. I am praying because I sat down. I read my Bible. Keep searching for what make kings until I found it. When I found it, do you know the irony? When God was handing over that secret in Psalm 25 from verse 12 to 14. Psalm 25 from verse 12 to 14. He said, who then is the man that feared the Lord? He said, he shall he instruct in the way chosen for him. Do you know what it means? There is a way chosen for you that the instruction is with God. Do you not know what he now said? The next one, give me concern. He said, he shall spend his days in prosperity. And his descendants shall inherit the earth. Ah! Look at it. He said, the Lord, verse 13, I did not say you should go. He said, we spend his days in prosperity and his descendants will inherit the earth. Who is the man that feared the Lord? He shall instruct in the way chosen for him. He shall spend his days in prosperity and his descendants will inherit the earth. It's just a finding issue. You have a glorious destiny. You have not just found it. Today, some of you, your eyes will be open. You don't understand? Where God will come to some of you in the vision of the night and open scriptures for you. There is a volume written about you. You have not even written volume 1. The more you find, the more you unroll. In John chapter 5 verse 39, Jesus said, you search the scripture because you think by them you have eternal life. He said, this scripture speak about me. He said, you diligently study the scriptures because you think by them you possess eternal life. He said, yes, these scriptures, they speak about me. Scriptures speak about me. I have to find the one that is mine. Everything in the scripture is speaking about you. Social media have taken the place of scripture now. 1 minute reels. That is not real. Because when life throw question at you, you can't answer and said, Apostle Jerry said. The pastor Sammy said, it was Pastor Lois who said. Then like the sons of Sceva, I said, Pastor Jerry, I know. Pastor Lois, I know. Who are you? Who sent you? Because you have to report as another. That is his confession. Kai, your eyes will be open. This week, starting from today, you will find that place. Is it that thing that has been a challenge to you? Or you hope you know that sometimes it's just a person you need to find. It might be around you, but your eyes is seeing the person but not perceiving the person correctly. Your perception is heightened. See, this month, bah, all of you are going to come back with mind-blowing testimony. Nobody is going to be dull of hearing. The veil is removed. There is unrolling. There is turning and turning. He said, until he come to him, whose is it? And I will give it him. Some of you are coming to massive kingdom wealth transfer. Some of you as are here, you have come to the Sabbath of Maritas. That's Sabbath of Maritas. I will overturn because they are overturning the realm of the spirit. He said, and it shall be no more until he comes, whose right is it, and I will give it him. Some of you now, you are coming to come and collect it. Because it is your right. It is written about you already. That is why it's called copyright. It's written about you just for you to find the right on it. Ah. I come in the volume of the book. It was written about me. Father, we thank you. Please let me sit here briefly because of time. Since when I already touched this level already, this was not the way I want to go before, but let me just balance. Let me just continue on that level. There are four kinds of confession. It's right. The topic I actually have is the link between your heart, belief, and confession. The link between your heart, your belief, and your confession. If anything is lacking in any of this, there are going to be issues. But let me touch on confession, since when I've already dwelled on that a bit. Are we getting blessed or blessed? There are four kinds of confession. There are four kinds of confession. And all of them are actually, you can find them in Bible. Four kinds of confession. The first kind of confession is called confession of sin. Yeah, that is the first kind of confession. Confession of sin. Do you know what confession of sin power? Do you know what it power? It powers repentance. Yeah. Anytime you confess sin, you are just repenting. The Bible says in Psalm 28 verse 13. And that is the foundation of if we have an understanding of what that confession does, it's going to give us, it's going to power every other thing. This person is not only here. Proverbs 28 verse 13. I say 13, you are giving me 9. Proverbs 28, 13. Alright. Please, can we read this together with me? 2, 3, go. Wait, he who does not wait. Hey. Ha! Hey. This is where the power of confession lies, even from the Old Testament. And he who conceals sins does not prosper. What is the first kind of confession I say? Please, the person that is concealing his sin, what is he not doing? He's keeping silent. Mm-mm. If we are to take this scripture by what it means that he that keep quiet will not prosper. Am I the one that is in the Bible now? See now. He that keep quiet, he has an idea in his heart. He is not saying it. The Bible says he will not prosper. I'm not the one that said it. He said, for whoever confesses, whoever homologio, said the same as another. He said, I renounce. Aha! There is an action that follow confession. Give it to me in CV. Give me this in CV very quickly. He said, if you don't confess your sin, you see, he started with confess. He said, you will be a failure. That is, if your own is quiet, failure will be happy. This one in this context, sin. If you don't confess your greatness, failure will marry you. Will feel happy. That, more like guy. That Yoruba ni badake or something like that. This is that scripture. When we say that is our season of proclaim, some of you are thinking that you need motivation. I'm the one that will be giving you the word to proclaim, Abi. Some of you do it for 2 seconds and kept quiet. You do it for 2 days. Ategun carry you away. Kuti yo. Is that me? I am under the blessing. I say it to myself every day, I'm under the blessing. I can't be beggarly. I can't be sickly. I live and not die. My men cannot be few. Because in Psalm 118 verse 17, the Bible says, I shall live and not die. I'm proclaimed. Then Psalm 107 verse 2, it says, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Let the blessed of the Lord say so. Let the lifted of the Lord say so. Let the prosperous of the Lord say so. My man cannot give you. So the first level of confession, what? And tied to it, he said, if you don't confess, that is, if you are keeping quiet, failure. Not me. If you are keeping quiet, failure is close. This, we found this also in the New Testament. 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. He said, if we confess our sins, he said, he is just and faithful to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. That is, when you confess sin again, there is still a post. It is not anywhere you see confession, there is something that follows. So when it has to do with confession of sin, it is being powered. What power, what confession of sin is giving power to is repentance. So when you keep quiet, the Bible says, in that Proverbs 28 verse 13, he said, the evil conceived sin will not prosper. In fact, see, even I said, if you don't confess your sins, he said, you'll be a failure. So some things are happening in your life because you are not saying anything. You see, not saying anything is not neutral in the realm of the spirit. It's not neutral. It's that you give energy to defeat. The second kind of confession is confession of Jesus. What confession of Jesus' power is salvation? Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. Please, can we read this together again? That if you confess with what? With your nose? With your meditation? If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the, what will he power? Save. Every time you say something, there is something is powered. Are we getting blessed or blessed? The third kind of confession, I like that one, is the confession of the word of God. There is the confession of the word of God. There is the confession of sin. There is the confession of Jesus. What does the confession of sin power? Repentance. What are the confession of Jesus' power? In fact, if you check verse 10, thank you, give me verse 10. He said, for it is with your heart that you believe and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. That means if you don't confess it, you are not saved. Jesus is Lord, though. Over my ministry, Jesus is Lord. That's another thing I want us to proclaim. Let's proclaim it everywhere. Because it brings salvation. Do you know why? Because the Bible says in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 1 verse 16. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God. The gospel there is the good news. His words. He said, it's the power of God unto salvation. First for the Jews and then the Gentiles. So what confession of the lordship of Jesus does is that it powers salvation. That, Jesus is Lord over the building church. Let me give you a secret. If you open a savings account and the account is entering into current account, hope you know, current simply means moving. Saving means stay. Declare the lordship of Jesus and discipline over the account so that your savings account can be saved. Because the current account is to move. And that's why if you are someone like us that you have maybe a savings account and a current account and you went to make transaction, they will always ask you savings or current. And you are saying savings. It's not supposed to be the same. It's supposed to be current. Because it's current that's supposed to be moving. It's savings that's supposed to sit down. So some of you that have not been having savings, go for knowledge and declare the lordship of Jesus. Because the Bible says everyone that declared Jesus is Lord will be. So hope you know that your I can't also have mouth. If you use your mouth to speak, I declare the Lordship of Jesus over my marriage. Your marriage is on kill. Everybody say, eh? And now over your marriage, are you not going to marry? Your marriage is on kill leg. Jesus can save it. Because you confess the Lordship of Jesus. Jesus is Lord over my finance. Over my marriage. I enjoy balanced living. I'm built to build others. I am built to build others. The second kind of confession is the confession of the word. The confession of the word of God. What the confession of the word of God power is a successful and prosperous life. It's in the Bible. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Most times people don't understand the trajectory of when they read the Bible. Joshua 1:8. Can you read this together with me? He said, do not let what? From where again? Your mouth. That is confession. He said, may only day and night, so that you'll be careful to do everything written. He said, then. Can you see now? As you are confessing it, there is prosperity. There is success. So there is the confession of the word. We are seeing the word here. Hope you know that the word was progressive. Let me explain. During the time of Moses, if they hear the book of the law, the only thing they would think to is those 20 things he wrote for them, and 10 commandments. To them, that is the law. After Moses left, when Joshua was reading this, the book of the law he was making reference to were the 5 book of Moses. It has moved from something that is a 10 commandments into 5 books. And then by the time the prophets began to come, in fact, hope you know in the book of Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel was even quoting, he said, and I, Daniel, understood by book. Do you know who he was quoting? He was quoting Jeremiah. By that time, his own book of the law, can you see now? He said, I, Daniel, understood from the scripture according to the word of the law given to Jeremiah the prophet. For him, the word that he was reading the prophets and the law of Moses. Then when you get to Malachi, they will be making reference to the minor and major prophets. So much so that when we enter Matthew, they were making reference to the Old Testament. Hope you know that there was nothing New Testament in the New Testament. It's when they have left that we now have something to refer to. There was none of them in the New Testament that could have said Matthew chapter 4. So much so that in Acts of Apostles that we read on Sunday, in Acts of Apostles, when Peter was talking about how Judas Iscariot will leave, hope you know that where he found those things was in the book of Psalm. And those books were not even together. So much so that when they began to speak in tongues, and then the people say, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Why are you guys drunk? He went back to Joel. He said it's written in the book of Joel. So there was no way he would have said it's written in the book of 1 Peter. So we are going to have to read that scripture in context about his law, because the book of the law that we're making reference to was based on what they have at their disposal. So when we were reading this Joshua 1:8, please, what are the book of the law that Joshua had? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and God said it should not depart out of his mouth. He will have a prosperous life. When you want to have a prosperous life, prosperous and successful life, your own book of the law, which is the Bible, should not depart out of your mouth. I call him something like, as the rain come down from heaven and does not return to it empty, but accomplish what he desire and achieve his purpose for it to be sent. The word of God cannot fail my life. The word of God cannot come to my life and say, he can't do it again. I go out in joy. I'm led forth in peace. The mountains and the hill burst into song before me, and all the trees of the field clap their hands. For instead of the thorn bush will go the pine tree for me, and instead of the bear, the mint tree will grow. This is for me the Lord's renown for an everlasting time which cannot be destroyed. Who is the man that feared the Lord? He shall instruct in the way chosen for him. He shall spend his days in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the heart. Psalm 138 verse 2b. He says what? He said, so is my word. He said, the God have exalted above all things, his name and his word. Proverb, he said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and is safe. John 17, Jesus said, I've kept and protected all those you have given to me by the power of that name. He said, none has been lost except some dimension that the scripture will fulfill. That the scripture will fulfill on the authority of the scripture. High Jeremiah James cannot go down. He said, the path of the light will lead upward. He prevents him from going down. I can't go down. He said, the wealth, the income of the righteous bring them life. He said, but the income of the wicked bring them punishment. No, I cannot die by the hand of my house. I cannot die by the hand of my car. I cannot die by the hand of the food I eat, because my income bring me wealth. My income bring me life. If you need a prosperous life, they asked Kenneth Copeland one time. They say, how come you are this old and you have energy inside of you? He said, I speak the scripture to every organ of my body every day. That's why I now came up with something. I say, hi, James. I was stronger and stronger, yes. Yet my eyes are not dim. No, my natural force abated. That's talking about Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. Hi, Jeremiah James. I was stronger and stronger, yes. Yet my eyes are not dim. No, my natural force abated. Psalm 34 verse 19 and 20. The Bible says what? He said, the righteous man may have many trouble. He said, but the Lord deliver him from them all. He said, he protect his bone. None of it is broken. My bones cannot be broken. If my bones cannot be broken, that means my cells cannot be affected. My cells cannot be cancerous. My tissues cannot be damaged. My organs cannot pack up. My system cannot be dysfunctional. Acts of Apostles 13:36. He said, and after David has served the purpose of God for a generation, then it was not. I cannot die before my time. I served the purpose of God for my generation with vigor. Because most of the confession you have as our closing confession were my personal confession. I'm delivered from error. I'm delivered from terror. God daily load me with benefits. I'm a city set on a hill. I cannot be hidden. That is how to have a prosperous life. And then Psalm 1, verse 2 and 3. Or if you start from verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1. He said, blessed is the man. Can you see? He starts with blessing. Blessed is man that does not sit in the seat, that does not stand in the way of sinner, or sit in the seat of scornful, or walk in the way of sinner. He said, but his life is on the law of the Lord. And on this law does he meditate day and night. But Joshua already shows us how to meditate day and night. It's by confessing. I love what MSG say. MSG say he shall be replanted in Eden. Ha! 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 He shall be replanted in Eden. And he did not stop there. He says his leaf does not wither. He says he produces fruit every month. He says whatever he does prosper. Selakara, prosper. Be in tech, prosper. Because it's when you confess the word, the energy is supplied. It's a successful and a prosperous life. But the irony is if you do not confess it. Proverbs 28 verse 13 already shows the outcome. You cannot be silent and say you are winning. I say it again. You cannot be silent and say you are winning. Somebody say prosperous life. And then while I was preparing for this, I saw one scripture that gave me energy. Psalm 119 verse 13. Psalm 119 verse 13. He said, I recant. I love that. Psalm 119. He said, with my lips, I recant all the loss that come from your mouth. Do you know what it means? This way I'm saying scripture now. Hope you know that naturally, every day, if I want to be confessing my confession every day, when that is the scriptural, I have scripture back to back. If all the things I'm saying now are part of my confession every day. If I want to say my confession very fast, if I want to say it very fast, that is, I'll be fast. It will take me 30 minutes. To be fast, and be fast and all. When God is saying, I have a word for you, I say, no, don't stop me now. Let me just continue. 30 minutes. Because then with my lips, I recant. Do you know what it means to recant? He said, once have you spoken, twice have we heard. What it means to recant is that when God says you are lifted, he said, I'm lifted. He did not say, I recant it with writing it down. He said, I recant it with my lips. When you wake up, say the light of the world has woken up. The light of the world cannot break down. What scripture can you recant for a successful and prosperous life? It's part of confession. Because powering Repentance is confession of sin. Powering salvation is confession of the Lordship of Jesus. Then powering a prosperous life, like that we saw in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart of your mouth. And then the psalmist said, every day I recant your law with my lips. I'm blessed. Oh.
Amen.
I say I am blessed.
Amen.
I'm under the blessing.
Amen.
Ah, Father, we thank you. This last one, I like it. Is the confession of faith in the promises of God. Those ones are not written in the Bible. Let me clarify what I'm saying. You see, this confession of faith in the promises of God, like, where is it in the Bible that it will not finish? But we cannot go and power it back in the Bible. That is, you are going to listen to me. If God said, hope you know that the name of a person, one of the things you have to say almost every time is your name. I want to, that is what the confession of, because what power this scripture is actually in Romans chapter 4 from verse 17 to 21. Please, can we read this together? As it is, I have made you a father of many. He is our father in the sight of, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Wait. This is Abraham they are trying to describe. And do you know what happened? His name used to be Abraham. Abraham. That is his name. Then, it's not like now that most of you have Greek names that we don't understand. If you call, take for instance, Oluwatosin. Oluwatosin. The Jesus that I know is enough for me. Hope you know it's not correct. That is not Oluwatosin. Because the first time that we had that song, we were like, ah, no. That is not Oluwatosin. Oluwatosin is not Jesus, is not for me. You see, some of you don't even understand. So it's just like saying that somebody is saying Oluwatosin and says Jesus is not for me. That is not the word. But later on, that Jesus is not for me, he later said the Yoruba version when he was singing. So Oluwatosin is not as if he's interpreting Oluwatosin to mean Jesus is enough. So that time when they were giving their name, if you call your name, they will know the meaning. It's not now that we have to, even your name, we'll bite our tongue and we'll still not know the spelling. Then we'll not say, what is the meaning? You not say, you should not know. You see, just going out. So this was what Abraham, that was his name. He will call it everywhere. It was making sense. They could not say that the way this guy is calling himself Abraham, it's not making sense to me. I want him to be going around. Don't forget, he doesn't have a child. Then I say, what is your name? He said, the father of many children. Then I say, where are the children? He said, you can't see them yet. That is what the confession of faith in the promise of God means. That you are not ashamed of what you are saying, even when people cannot see it yet. That is what God was saying. That is why they started that Romans chapter 4 like that. That as it is written, I have made the father of many nations, even when he doesn't have a child. So God said, this is what you are going to do. I want to change your name. Stop being Abraham. Your name now is Abraham. And any person that does not understand, explain that father of many nations. Ha. I like people that give themselves correct name. You see, one of the names I wanted to give my child, except that I know later, because later on the team may change, is one of the names that I inspire, I wanted to give my children after I've given them any other name, is Bilonia. No, I'm not joking. That when the guy enters school, they say, how are you? What is your name? He say, my name is Bilonia Jeremiah James. What do you mean? Yes, Bilonia Jeremiah James. The teacher will not be able to comprehend it. Then when he and his children, he and his friends are playing, they say, Bilonia, your dad is coming. He said, that is the father of a billionaire. He's going to do something to the child's mind. He's not the one that your name is testimony and you don't have anything to testify about. The energy that is powering is not, the conviction is not there. May all of us answer to our names.
Amen.
One of the reasons why I'm forever grateful that they call me Jeremiah. When I got the meaning of Jeremiah, I was like,
That is the only name they could have called me. Do you know what the meaning of Jeremiah? Because the day when I got saved, I read the Bible as if I'm mad, though. I'm telling you. Then I went to, I have concordance, all manner of things. I went to search for the meaning of Jeremiah first before I continue my job, before I change the name. When I saw the meaning, I said, Kai, I went to meet my parents. I said, who named me that name? Then one of them pointed, I said, Kai, you're a prophet. Do you know the meaning of Jeremiah? Yahweh exalts. What it means that the one God lifts. Some of you, you better come and pay so I'll give you the name. That's the meaning. Yahweh exalts. That is the one God lifts. I said, that's the meaning of my name. Kai, I will answer that name. Some of you, if you think God have lifted me, you have not seen anything. I'm telling you the truth. I will answer that name to a fault. The one God leads. Yahweh exalts. The one God leads. That's my name. I say, Urukomi ni yo. That's my name. Any name you are bearing, Kai. The one God leads is okay. Oluwa Tosin. Are we blessed or blessed? So what power that one is in that scripture we saw. So when your confession agree with your faith, the power of God goes to work. So if God has promised you great things, don't be hiding. You're not intimidated. That is my name. My name is the one Yahweh exalts. The one God lifts. I am father of many nations. You know now, when all of you are seated here now, you hear my wife saying something like, which obviously she will still say. Look at the back, look at everywhere, how all of us are seated. When she comes now, she will be saying that, oh, you are welcome in the basement. Where is the basement? This is the basement now. In the basement, in the overflow. Where is the overflow? Because, you know, if you don't understand what confession means, you may be offended. Why are they lying? There's no overflow here. But what you are doing is that you are giving life to the outcome. And to those of you that are chronic liars, that you go and lie and say you are giving energy to it, you hope you know it's not, that is not what I'm saying. The Bible says God called those things that be not in the positive line as though they were. And the reason why it be not as though they were is that because you, your own eyes have not seen it. It's happening in the realm of the spirit already. Are we blessed or blessed?
Yes,
so, the person that confesses sin is somebody that is saved. If he's sin, he'll confess. And God will cleanse him from all unrighteousness. So confession of sin gives power to repentance and prosperity. Then confession of the Lordship of Jesus, it gives power to salvation. Confession of the Word of God gives power to a successful and prosperous life. Why confession of what? Faith in the promises of God. It gives power and allow the power of God come to heart on what your faith is saying. Because whether or not we like it, Abraham is the father of many nations. When he was saying it, there was nothing nation about him. Nothing. In fact, the Bible says, and consider not Sarah's womb that was as good as dead. Verse 19, Verse 19. He said, without weakening his faith. Can you see that? He faced the fact that his body, that is, you are going up and down telling people that you are father of many nations and your body is dead. That's why Joel chapter 3 verse 10. He said, let the weak say I am strong. In Numbers, he said, anything you say in my hearing, I will do. Numbers 14:28. He said, what you say in my hearing, I will do. Then Job chapter 22 verse 28, KJV translation. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. I want to give you just 1 minute. I want you to begin to make proclamation. Some of you may need to confess your sin. The confessing of sin gang are the people that are saved but they have sinned. Then some of you need to confess the Lordship of Jesus. If you're in that category, it means that you are not saved. If you have not confessed the Lordship of Jesus, you are not saved. Why some of you will have to repent and start looking for where things are written in the book for you? The Word of God. You confess the Word of God. You look for scriptures, search for scripture and confess them every day, until you become one with it. Saying the same thing as another. Another in this context is somebody that is higher. And then some of you, you have to be audacious and going up and down and declaring what God has promised you already. Like Abraham. If God has declared that you are a billionaire, why are you hiding it? Why are you saying you are not? And I'm praying for you. May the power of God rest upon your confession and bring about the actualization of them, and you return with mind-blowing testimony. Have you been blessed or blessed?
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you've been blessed. This is the Building Church. Our core values are spiritual growth, service and impact, personal development, honor, excellence, love work, faith, family life, and societal transformation. And our pillars are the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, prayer, and reaching out. Join us for our Sunday Glorious Service at 8 a.m. and our midweek service every Wednesday by 5:30 p.m. at the Building Church behind Bekadim, Sanke Okeodo, Ilorin, Kwara State. Please follow us on all social media platforms at the Building Church. Stay blessed.